This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy all that on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls. That is the point of the program. And coming up, the latest on the national slavery situation in this country. First, we go to Jeff listening in Athens. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to give you guys an update. I called back in July, and I took this seatbelt violation to court. And I got to tell you today, after my experience in court, the judge or the government, they don't even care about the Constitution or anything, you know, considering principle or rights.
What is it that made you say that? I mean, clearly from our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, from his videos, it made it very clear that that's certainly the case in Texas. There are a lot of stories around the country, but what specifically was it that led you to that conclusion?
Well, right. I mean, I did a lot of research. You know, I went into Murray Rothbard's The Ethics of Liberty and did some research on natural rights, you know, Locke, Hobbes. And basically, I wrote up like a two-page statement, and then did some research on previous court cases ruling in favor supposedly of natural rights, and I went up and made this speech in front of the court, you know, made my argument that the Ohio State Constitution, you know, basically is supposed to protect, you know, our life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for the United States Constitution. And at the end of this entire thing, after making this argument, the judge looks at me. Well, actually, I quoted Jefferson towards the end of my argument. And then when I got done with that, the judge looks at me and he says, well, I don't know if there are seatbelts back in Thomas Jefferson's time. He didn't even respond logically to any of my arguments.
Let me point something out here from our friend Mark Stevens over at AdventuresInLegalLand.com. Great book, and kind of one of the bases is that Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has been working off of Adventures in Legal Land. He will point out that whenever you're dealing with a bureaucrat, whether it's a judge or any other bureaucrat, you don't want to argue with them. You don't want to make declarations and, you know, sort of submit your points or your argument to the court or to the bureaucrat, because then what they can do is, and what they will do is, they'll either wave it off as frivolous, or they will they'll say that, well, that's your interpretation. So you could come up in front of the court and say, well, you know, based on this Supreme Court decision and this Superior Court decision, you know, these, you could have all your ducks in a row, and you could have an ironclad, what you believe to be an ironclad case, proving that, you know, you're correct, and the judge will just simply say, well, that's your interpretation, you know, and then he'll move on and he'll fine you or throw you in a case.
Well, that's if you want to succeed. I think that the caller may very well have thought that it was a good idea to make an argument from a natural rights standpoint, and to see
what happens
on a constitutional basis on both the state and federal levels,
yeah,
and see what happens.
Well, that's what happens.
The worst case scenario is he pays the $50 seatbelt fine or
right.
whatever.
Right. That's exactly what happens, and that's why people like Sam have gone in and taken a different tact of starting to ask a bunch of questions instead of standing up there and trying to make a case for oneself. And you found out exactly what happens when you try to make a case. They just slap you down. That's what they do.
Yeah, at the end, I actually asked them a question. You know, I said, looking at this paper that the court gave me, it says that the state versus the city, or the state and the city versus me. So the state and the city is basically the plaintiff, yet mm-hmm. the judge is paid by the state. So the judge is the plaintiff.
Yes.
So there can't be no fair trial and arbiter because the judge is on the same side as the plaintiff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what Mark Stevens essentially says. That's part of his argument, but he gets there a little more roundabout.
Mark Stevens
and
does not
boxes
argue.
Him in.
He asks questions. That's not an argument.
It is once he's boxed him in with the questions.
Not an argument. It's just simply asking questions.
He states that he can't get a fair trial. Do you not represent the state? I mean, it's an argument.
You can
once,
call it that
once
if you
he's
want
asked
to,
enough
but
questions,
asking questions
to,
doesn't qualify as an argument.
Once he's asked enough questions to box them in, then he, you know, that's when he, you know, makes the statement. If there's a statement,
there is maybe no statement. You just keep asking questions until the judge either throws you in a cage or throws you out of court.
Generally, they do what they want, and then Mark Stevens' approach is to be able to attack an appeal.
That much is true. Any other
I am appealing my case, and it's going to be, you know, another $85, and, you know, it's going to be, you know, another 30 days. I have to go to a law library and do all this research on my own, and But basically, my main argument was if government cannot abide by its, you know, own contractual agreement, and, you know, effectively, if not explicitly, it denies the rights of man, then what authority is the government claiming as a basis of its own authority? Right?
I think that's an excellent question. I'm interested to hear how your appeal goes, and you might want to take a look into Adventures in Legal Land just as, you know, possibly something to consult as you consider.
Or try this time and then try that the next time. You'll certainly get more tickets.
If you want them, you certainly can. Thanks for the call, Jeff, and good luck. Thanks for the update. 800-259-9231.
Our whole traffic system is set up that if you're on the road long enough, you're going to get tickets. So, yeah, I mean, they set the seatbelts, or not seatbelts, they set the speed limits too low, you know, for you know, traffic to, what people, the speeds that people want to travel, they're just too low. And, you know, stop signs, you got to come to a full complete stop, rock your car backwards, and then you can go. I mean, the whole thing set up as revenue generation.
1-800-259-9231. To the AMP line, we talked to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Mark said that Dark City was a good movie.
Mark, you said that?
I said that Dark City was a good movie?
I think I might have said that. Mark, I don't believe...
Saw it just before the show, and I was really impressed by it. I recommend all Free Talk Live listeners check it out.
Well, I like it. I think I might have said something, because, Mark, I just lent it to you for the first time a couple days
ago. I haven't even seen the thing. I saw the first few minutes of it. That's about it.
Okay. So, yeah, Mark has not yet seen Dark City. And, Nick, have you seen Dark City?
I have not.
What was it you liked so much about it exactly, Alex?
Well, at first, it seems a little bit like Saw. And then as it gets into it, it seems a little bit more like The Matrix. But the best part about it is the underlying theme of what makes us human, and it's just more than our memories. I think that it's very deep, and it's from that standpoint, I like the deep movies that ask those philosophical questions.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that has a theme that I particularly enjoy, which is that things are not as they seem. And I know I won't say any more than that, because it is definitely worthwhile for people to see. In fact, Dark City came out 2 years before The Matrix came out.
Yeah.
So even though it has similar themes, they actually beat them to the punch. So it's kind of like it's like a more depressing Matrix. Thanks for the recommendation. Any other thoughts, Alex?
A caller called in earlier, and he was talking about the TSA and how the customs agents are trying to take your laptops.
Yes.
I would recommend to the listeners that they download a program called TrueCrypt. You can download it at TrueCrypt.org. It's open source, and it gives you a leg up on all other file encryption systems because it allows you to have deniability. You can actually hide your files encrypted inside your encrypted partition, and if the judge forces you to turn over the encryption keys, you don't tell him you have a hidden partition. You just go and you say, "Oh, here are the keys," and then they won't be able to find it, and they can't prove that it exists.
Huh.
So it's very helpful if you need to hide some MP3s or whatnot.
Or whatever. Yeah, you know, I don't know if there was something that I had that was so sensitive that I wouldn't, you know, want it to the government people to get their hands on it. I don't think I would travel through an airport with that particular sensitive info. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. TrueCrypt, you said, was the software.
I wish I knew enough about this, because I would like to encrypt. I'd like to encrypt things on my computer. I just would, you know, so that people can't get a hold of financial information, that kind of thing.
There's got to be like an encryption for.
But I don't know how to use TrueCrypt or anything else.
How about this? I'll make a forum post about it right now, and I'll write up a tutorial.
There you go. Encryption for dummies. Thanks, Mark.
Put the word Mark in it.
It might sound like it's simple to avoid bringing sensitive material on your laptop, but most laptops out there, I would think, have some kind of illegal download or copyrighted material on there that could land you in trouble.
Maybe
not most, but I know very many people do have.
When you look at the threat that comes on before every DVD and VHS tape that you watch, you know, you've got the FBI
warrant.
you realize, wow, I could show this to my church group and get in trouble. If you download a song or something on the internet, these are what you're facing: 10 years, $100,000 fines. That's criminal.
Yeah, it's craziness. Yeah, so apparently you can't show it to the church group en masse, but you could loan it to them one person at a time, and then it'd be a-okay, right?
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Stupid. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Wayne, you're the author of So You Don't Want to Go to Church Anymore.
Auspicious title.
No? Yeah. Let me just ask you, is church attendance, for example, really necessary to have a relationship with God?
Well, Jesus didn't ask his followers to go build churches and seminaries and create a religion
what?
Called Christianity.
He didn't?
He asked his followers to go love each other. And I think the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it invites us into his love and then invites that to share with other people. If you express that on a Sunday morning in a building, great. And if you don't, that's fine with me too.
So you're not saying that church attendance is a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's incomplete if that's all it is. But I'm saying there's so many other ways to experience the life of God and the community of his people.
This whole thing centers around relationship and whether or not that's real.
And if that's real, you will have relationships with others that are life-giving, powerful, and transforming.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all on us, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and we invite you to visit freestateproject.org to learn more about how the Free State Project is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. Sure, you can keep trying to duke it out with the statists where you're at, but what happens when the best activists that were where you are at have moved away and moved to New Hampshire? Then your job's going to get even more difficult. Why wait? Just come here to New Hampshire now. Join the Free State Project. Move as soon as you possibly can. It is a long-term thing, so if you've got a lot of stuff tying you down, there's no rush necessarily. You can still come later, but we'd rather you come sooner. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, and come here to New Hampshire where the activism is unprecedented. There has never been a liberty movement like this before. People are concentrated in a way that you've never experienced if you haven't actually been here yet to see what it's like.
It's true.
So go to freestateproject.org and get involved. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls about what you want. Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a quick update, actually two updates in one, pertaining to the same issue. Lori Drew, who was charged by the federal goons in L.A. for essentially hacking MySpace.
Wait, hacking it? Wasn't this the woman that made a fake account, or was this someone else?
Yes, this is the lady that made the fake account, but they had to prosecute her under hacking charges.
Right, and it was the feds that actually filed charges, wasn't
right.
it? Okay.
Yes.
Just so everybody remembers the story, this is the woman that created the account, which was allegedly a 16-year-old boy. Then, this is the mom of a 13-year-old girl, the mom of a young teen girl who got on there to mess with another teenage girl. And the girl that was, had her head messed with ended up going and committing suicide, allegedly over being rejected by this fake teenage boy on the internet. Do you guys recall that story?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And now the feds had filed charges against this woman, and you've got an update. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes. Actually, there's two updates. Her defense team has filed a motion for dismissal, and surprisingly enough, the Electronic Frontier Foundation Friday filed a brief to have the charges dismissed on the grounds of unconstitutionally vague charges.
Good for them. As I recall, there was a conspiracy charge in there, too.
Right. Well, basically, the argument that's being presented, and of course, Drew's personal objection will be heard next month before she's going before trial in October. She was supposed to be scheduled to go through trial in July, but they postponed it. But the EFF basically made the argument saying that if you go ahead and prosecute her and find her guilty of these charges that are undoubtedly vague at best, you might as well go ahead and prosecute 20 million other people for doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. People creating fake accounts on the internet.
and I wonder whether, sort of a DBA, when you announce, if for instance, I started doing business as something else. For instance, guys on the radio, this Mark Edge isn't my real name. Mm. I mean,
close.
I'm not trying to murder anybody. So what's the deal?
Well, I mean, on our bulletin board system, there are probably a couple dozen people with fake accounts right there.
I'm sure.
Right. And they also made the point that, if you want to take the law literal context, technically speaking, anybody under the age of 18 would be going to jail simply by conducting a Google search. So
why is that?
There was a whole write up on it on the CNET.
Okay.
I think it was a blog issue on it,
riveting.
But it was really interesting to see that EFF got involved, and I kind of figured they were going to. I didn't know as to how they were going to present the case because as I stated. Time in the past, Lori Drew should be held accountable for, at least fraud, if nothing else.
Didn't result in...
Hold on, before you go on, I mean, am I committing fraud by using a name that's other than my own on the radio?
Fraud has to result in a loss, like a financial loss.
There's that argument that I've made. I can't prove that there was a loss. Of course I can't, but I'm sure if you backtrack it, I'm sure that somebody at MySpace can say, okay, well, we could have made money had you said you were, 32-year-old woman instead of a 16-year-old boy. We could have marketed it this way and could have made some more money.
Pennies.
And I'm just saying on a monetary issue that fraud, not saying anything about
fraud. So should she compensate, should she write a check for $1.32 to MySpace in order to, make up for this?
Well, no. the way the government works is, if, say you do tip somebody $1.32, you're going to go to jail for 10 years and you're going to pay a $100,000 fine.
To the government.
Or essentially for right. what would be the cost of a stamp. But
well, would you support that, though? I mean, do you support the government sending somebody who steals $1.32 to prison for 10 years?
That's not stealing $1.32.
I'm just saying. No, that wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure we're clear on that.
No, you're putting me in a tough spot here, Mark, because I do think this woman should be held accountable on some level.
She is held accountable. Can you imagine what it's like being her husband trying to go to work currently? Oh, I mean, yeah. I imagine they've moved at this point.
So her husband's being held accountable, sure, but I'm talking about her herself.
Look, she's being ostracized.
Hey, look, if I get held accountable, if my wife does something horrible and I get held accountable for it, believe me, she's held accountable for it in income and family life and all kinds of things. These people's life is crap.
Yeah, they've been ostracized pretty severely. I mean, their address was posted on the internet.
This is a great example of ostracization. I'm not sure that ostracization would work in everything, but this is a really good example of it.
Yeah, I don't think she owes anything to MySpace whatsoever, because if she owes money to MySpace for creating a fake account, then so does every other, kid that's under the age of 16 that, you can't create an account. Maybe it's 14 or whatever. There's a certain age limit at which MySpace won't allow you to create an account.
Well, there's a MySpace for kids.
Let me correct you there. It's not MySpace's policy. That's a federal law policy that prevents anybody from the age of 13 from signing on an online account, because we want to protect our children.
But that wasn't my point. My point was that there are a lot of kids on MySpace that will sign up at like age 80 or eight. They'll put in a date that will make them look like they're 77 or something like that.
Right.
For various different reasons, but that's what goes on there. So, I mean, it's pretty absurd to suggest that, MySpace would have any interest in going after its users for being dishonest as far as its demographics.
Well, would you rather they be held accountable for murder?
I don't see why the choices are there.
Sorry, say again, Bill?
Well, we're playing devil's advocate here. I mean, would you rather have MySpace be held accountable for murder, considering it was the instrument of tool used to tormenting this child to commit suicide?
Well, that's not murder, first and foremost. It's suicide, and any number of things could have caused this young lady to commit suicide. Whatever it was in her head.
Yeah, I really don't see how typing, like, a nasty message online is the equivalent to assault or murder.
Bill,
it's teasing, which happens in the real world, and some people can't handle it. And they blow their brains out or they slit their wrists, and it's unfortunate.
It is sad.
And those some people are one in a million.
I thank you for the update, Bill, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, the latest on the national slavery situation with Target. Have they responded to our inquiries? We'll find out in moments. Free Talk Live.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy all those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, LLCs, trademarks, living trusts. Use code FTL to save $10 off any order. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's continue with your calls. That is the primary mode of the program. Talk to Swampy, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Swampy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm hoping that, you're okay with constructive criticism.
Okay. Oh, always, always. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of people out here in Montana, we have a great radio station here.
Swampy.
That owns the station with his family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hello?
Shoot, Swampy, are you listening on the radio?
There's
a phone problem.
Yeah, we're having trouble with your phone. Are you there still? Okay, well, let's Swampy. Swampy, are you there? We can hear you, sort of. All right, let's put Swampy back on hold. We're going to try to get him in a better cell, and we'll bring him back here in a little bit. But he's bringing up the KGEZ situation that has developed itself within the last couple of weeks, wherein there is a certain contingent of listeners to the station that really doesn't like Free Talk Live. And from what I'm understanding, the reason is, and I know you've experienced some of this on your program, Nick, the conspiracy theorist contingent has gotten active. They have taken up, and started calling the station and complaining about Free Talk Live. Swampy is back with us. And Swampy, yes. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, okay, I think you were in a bad cell.
You know,
I've called you guys before. Yep. Yes, sir.
The thing that's really been bothering me lately is that I think, and a lot of the listeners of our radio station here and stuff have commented on you guys that the fact that you need to, and let me finish, you guys need to, I hate to say grow up, but, you know, we're here, I'm 60s and the 70s kind of group here with my friends. I've been here in Montana for years.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do is just say, just try to get a better handle on things. You know, don't look for Don't look for rough edges, you know, where there's some negativity about something where you just butt in. I mean, Alex does that real well. You know,
Are you talking about how we respond?
You know,
are you referring to Swampy? Let me ask you a question for clarification here. We're not going to cut you off or anything. Are you referring to how we respond to some of the true believer conspiracy theorists that call the show?
Not really. Some things, but there's a lot of interesting things that I hear that people call in with to make a point. And before they even get to make a point, you embarrass them. You cut them off. You come in with something that I don't even think you're very knowledgeable about. And
all right,
why don't you give us
a specific example?
You know, at my age, knowledge and wisdom comes from just age. It doesn't come from being 30 or 40 years old and going to college or whatever.
Well, it comes from experience, I think. And
absolutely.
Swampy, what is it? Can you give us a specific example of what it is you're talking about so we can really kind of
break this down? I guess the thing that bothers me is that sometimes my friends and other listeners that I know of, I just think that you go babbling on about stuff that you really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, can you give us an example of what you mean?
Like, what don't we know what we're talking
about? Well, I could. I just didn't write them down on paper.
All right. Well, I'm interested to know because I can't really address it. I mean, I'm a talk show host, so there's, you know, I kind of know a little bit about a lot of stuff.
If I think I know something about something, but you think I don't, then how am I going to be able to address it? Because I already think I know something about it.
Right, and if you call in and you call us out on the carpet, as has been done many times in the past where a listener will call in and they'll say, look, you guys are just wrong about this, and here's, you know, what the real situation is. As an example, Mark, no one called in on this, but the other night on the program, you made the declaration, I think it was on a Saturday show, that the Uniform Code of Military Justice was a room full of books.
Right.
And, you know, based on your understanding of what laws tend to be, that was a pretty fair, I think, presumption to make, but from what we understood from some of our military listeners that posted on our forum, that's just not the case. It's apparently a book. You know, that it's not
a reasonable size.
Yeah, it's not what you had suggested it was. And they, you know, they didn't call in, but they certainly could have. You know, if you call in to correct us on something, we're not going to screen out that call or anything like that. In fact, we want to learn as much as anybody else. I learn pretty much everything I know and I talk about these days from listening to the people that call this this radio program. So, you know, I'm very interested in a more specific example of what might have, you know, turned you off. But if we're wrong about something, we're the first to admit that we're wrong. And I'd like to point out something that in the world of talk radio, they actually teach you to never be wrong. They actually tell you that you are to never change your mind about something. And over the years on this program, we've changed our minds about
things.
Well,
you're allowed to change your mind, you know, from day to day, but it has to appear like your idea. You can never have your mind changed by a listener is what the
concept. But we don't follow those rules.
No.
We don't, you know, we're real people and we're real fallible individuals. And we can make mistakes. So, you know, telling us to grow up, you know, that doesn't, I don't think that really flies.
It's not valuable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How do I grow up?
Swampy, are you still there?
Okay, well, you know, that kind of says it all. I had maybe 30 seconds to talk with you.
You're still here, Swampy.
You know,
what are you talking
about?
My
friends and the people around here are calling it Me and Mark Talk Live. And that you just pretty much just showed how that really is. It's me and Mark.
I've taken
live,
every single call that has come in on the board tonight, and you're still here, Swampy.
Yeah, you've been on for over 6 minutes.
He hung up, by the way.
Try to call
phone.
Alex Jones and see how long you're going to stay on that show.
I don't know. I never heard his show.
I guess you're right.
I can't comment
on that. I'm just assuming
that
it's like every other talk show out there.
How do we know? He might keep the callers on for a half an hour. Look, this is a show. It's called Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything. We don't guarantee that you're going to get a minimum amount of time to talk. If you're interesting,
I think
we'll keep you longer.
There's a pacing issue that I think that really bothers people to some extent. Like, some people talk more slowly than other people,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't work for radio very well, and likely you won't get on any show if you're a slow talker. But Free Talk Live is done in I use three adjectives to describe it when I talk to advertisers. Fast, smart, and iconoclastic. And it's fast. And if you can't compete on fast, then, well, you know, I don't know what to do. How do we change the pacing of the show for somebody who, you know, may want to give a symposium on something?
Well, you know, that's just not what this show is. And if that's what you're hoping it to be, then I apologize to you for that. You're listening to the wrong show. If you want a show where you can call and just, you know, say whatever it is you want for as long as you want while the host's going, you know, have a coffee break as you lecture on about whatever it is that you think is interesting, then good luck finding shows like that. You can always go buy some airtime.
The other thing that I would like to point
out to you,
the likely thing that I'd like to point out, that what we offer the listeners of KGEZ and you know, people like Swampy, is the ability to get on a multiple of stations. Many of the shows that are you know, on, I would assume, on KGEZ, and certainly the ones that go through GCN, we have more stations than any other show on
We've got more
GCN.
Stations than Alex Jones and Jack Blood combined.
And we're on Saturday nights, we're on stations like WFLA and WFTL in Florida, big monster stations, and we're growing all the time. So you have the opportunity, even though you may not be able to convince the hosts that there's a giant machine in Alaska controlling the weather, you at the very least can get on and, you know, address the subject with hundreds of thousands of people that are listening right then. And that is what Free Talk Live offers to KGEZ, is the ability to get your voice way out there.
And we've never screened out a call based on their topic.
Nope.
I do think there's a tendency, I'm not saying it's all conspiracy callers who have criticisms of the show and the format, but quite often when I hear people saying that they're getting cut off, number one, they're spending their time complaining that they're getting cut off when they, if you're a good caller, you're going to be making a point and having an interesting conversation. And quite honestly, I think a lot of people just expect you to agree with them. And if you're arguing with them, they just can't handle the fact that you're going to disagree. And it's a fast-paced show. It's a talk radio show. You're going to cut people off. It's an exchange.
We let them cut us off, too.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. We can continue this here in moments. Take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That fizz you hear is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And I'd like to point out that we've actually had a couple of KGEZ listeners become Free Talk Live amplifiers recently. So, interestingly enough, our audience there in Montana is probably the most participatory in our AMP program.
Absolutely. Well, they're the most participatory on the air, too.
On the air and in our AMP program, which, you know, is unexpected. I don't expect radio listeners to AMP the show because you guys listen to the commercial breaks in order to listen to the program.
Well, part of the commercials say that we will do away with some of the commercials once we get to our goals. Is all you have to do is go check it out at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's one of the ways we can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, and it works. So you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. So if you are enjoying Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, it is Dave in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, the real reason is they freak out about illegal aliens, man.
Is that what it is?
It's illegal aliens?
It's not even the conspiracy thing?
Yeah, we're going to be taken over. The world's going to just all go bad. The country's going to disappear and everything. But they don't understand if they be American, America will never disappear. And then I get them all pissed off because I think they're all mad because, you know, the Border Patrol guys, they got put in jail for shooting a dude running a little weed over the border. They shot him in the back. Nobody deserves to get shot over marijuana.
Especially in the back.
It's about bad marijuana laws, and they're blaming the illegal Mexicans for it. They don't understand. If they do anything about the illegal Mexicans, they ain't going to just do it about the Mexicans. They're going to do it to all of us.
You have
they
to create a police state.
That freedom's for everybody, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And they, you know, I understand that people are very married to this whole.
90% of the country are just freaked out that the Mexicans are all going to take over and everything.
But here's an interesting point, and I'm glad you brought that up because we hadn't talked about it yet in this controversy over there at KGEZ. What's interesting, Dave, is we're on 40 plus radio stations all around the country, and most of these stations are what you would consider a conservative radio station.
Right, they don't have freaky pro liberty stations out there.
So, hold on, Dave, let me make this point real quick. What's interesting is that, you know, even though they've got this, you know, ultra-conservative audience, we don't get people calling up trying to take us off the air on WFLA
Florida. I mean, you know, all these other 40 stations, they're not putting a coalition to take us off the air because we're saying things that they disagree with.
Yeah. look at the conservatives nowadays, a big attack on Obama. They hate Obama, you know. I could care less for either one of them. But
yeah, right.
here, the the Republicans and the conservatives, they're supposed to stand up for God. And what do? They commit blasphemy, comparing Obama to their God, and they're supposed to be
Messiah.
The keepers of that. And I think that it just shows how hypocritical everybody is about freedom, man. What? If freedom stared them right in the face, they'd be so scared they wouldn't know what to do.
I see what you're saying there, Dave. But with Obama, the difference between Obama and us is Obama wants to get control of the government. He wants to force a bunch of things down people's throats. Free Talk Live only engages in the area of conversation. We only want to talk to you about issues, and then perhaps you will see our side. We will never send a man with a gun to your house to force you to do something. Obama will.
And it's, you know, that you guys are young, you know, you got a fresh outlook too, you know, and yep. A lot of people are, you know, bitter, you know, and maybe they don't want to hear a youthful a hopeful outlook, and that's just the problem lately, man. Everybody is just, you know, talking down. This is the best time to be alive, man.
Absolutely.
Because right now, America has an opportunity to show the world what freedom and liberty is all about. But I think we're showing them what the Nazis were about and why it happened. And how did the German people allow them to do what they did? I think we're seeing how the German people allowed them to do what they did. Because three-quarters of my country want to do the same thing. They want to act so crazy with this nationalistic thing when they... Culture will never disappear as long as you be your culture, man. Just like Jesus says, the temple's in you, man. The culture's in you. Your American is in you, and you be American,
right.
And America
your
will
culture.
Never disappear.
Absolutely, and David, thank you as always for the call tonight. I love that. The culture's in you. It's all up to you what you know, what your choices are and your values are and your viewpoint is, and you know, somebody else being out there somewhere in your vicinity with different values set in no way affects you. If you allow it to or you want to change how you feel about things, that's all your decision. I can't make you feel angry about Free Talk Live. Only you can choose to feel angry about Free Talk Live.
I often will have callers on the show that I'll think about for days afterwards. You know, we had a guy named Gilly who called in on Saturday, and I've been thinking about him while I work cutting trees on my property. And I sort of get upset, and it's not Gilly's fault. I mean, I think he's got some opinions that really stink, but you know, I wouldn't suppress what Gilly had to say, and I hope that on Free Talk Live we give people the opportunity to say, not convince us necessarily, because we're pretty firm on a lot of issues, but to say what they want to say. It's Free Talk Live, not Free Convince Live.
There you go. Let's continue with your calls, and we will talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
Well, just listen to all your callers. Got a lot of different interesting perspectives out there, and what these people are all upset over the illegal aliens, is that kind of
it seems to be double, you know, two issues primarily. The fact that Free Talk Live supports freedom as far as the ability to cross imaginary lines in the sand without having to ask bureaucrat permission first. And secondly, the fact that when the conspiracy, and, you know, as you said, Mark, we believe in some conspiracies. We believe that, you know, the Federal Reserve is definitely a conspiracy to steal vast amounts of wealth from the American people. So we're on board with some of this stuff. But because we don't go as far down the rabbit hole as some of these other people might go, they're very upset when we reject their ideas out of hand. And when they'll say, well, you should research this, and I'll say, I don't want to. And they'll get very upset about the fact that I have rejected their viewpoint in that way. That seems to be what we're dealing with.
Okay. Well, what do you consider a conspiracy theory?
Well, I think
lizard men. How about lizard men?
Yeah, lizard men would be
the
end of it. Yeah.
I think that's more of a metaphor than anything.
What is the metaphor for?
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded? Oh, that's interesting.
Like no,
David Icke
no
really does
value.
Believe in lizard men, from what I can tell. I mean, you know, I've seen him interviewed on this subject.
I always thought it was code, basically, for the anti-Semitic, basically, Jews. That's
really?
Why I took it. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you – and I might be drawing conclusions.
Dehumanizing?
There. Yeah, they're lizard men, they're shapeshifters, they're in all the important positions of power. They
Even though the people that are in these, you know, the World Bank and that kind of thing, they're not all Jewish, and they're not even half Jewish.
But I think since anti-Semitism is a lot less acceptable now than it was at one point, I think a lot of people use that too. I've seen it done where people try to beat around the bush and accuse the Jews without saying it outright.
What about the Nazi and CIA connection? Do you consider that conspiracy theory?
What, that the CIA was in some way connected to the Nazis?
Yeah.
I don't even know that they're... I wouldn't doubt it at all. The CIA has their nasty little fingers and everything, but, you know, I don't know what that connection might have been. I've never heard of
anything. Let me... I'd kind of like to make this comment on, like, on the Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of being... They got this open gate to come here, and they're kind of been... They're kind of being herded this way. And I think the reason for it is because the Mexican government is confiscating all their property and just kind of shuffling them over here while they do their little deeds.
Well, all it really is the Mexican government is, you know, certainly much, they're just awful over there, and it's incredibly corrupt, and there are many reasons to leave Mexico. However, there's a story, and I don't know if we're going to have a chance to get to it tonight, but there is a story, so just briefly tell it to you, that suggests that the tide may be turning, that that people that were coming from Mexico maybe either not only just slowing down, but also reversing, and that people may actually be leaving, immigrants may be leaving this country because of the crackdown. So if what happens is that the United States government becomes more oppressive than the Mexican government, then you will not see any immigration coming here. You will see people staying where they are because it's not worth it to come to the United States anymore. And we may be seeing the beginnings of that with this police state that we're seeing built up around us. And as always, thank you for the call, Nick. We appreciate it. With internal checkpoints, border checkpoints, with businesses being raided, people rounded up, put into temporary camps, holding camps. We're seeing all of this happen now, and the immigrants are well aware of this, and you can better believe they're talking about it. I wouldn't want to immigrate into a police state, and neither do they. So to that end, the immigration restrictions seem to be having some success. Unfortunately, we're all getting caught in it, and we're all being inconvenienced by it, and it's a police state that affects every single one of us, not just the immigrants. I don't want to live in a police state. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a